When you're waiting, it seems everything ticks. The clock, your heart, the tapping of your leg. There's no stopping it, no bag of tricks, just relentless ticking. But what to do but beg? Time just crawls. What does it mean that it's due? Time never seems to be due on my time. Always left waiting. Time rarely comes through. I try to be humble, but waiting's a crime. So I cast all my cares to him they belong. Waiting seems easy when I know that he cares. That frees me to be sober, to know that I belong. And free, too, to throw the clock down the stairs. Waiting. Is there anything harder than being patient? But waiting is a very active part of living. Joyce Meyer said once that patience is not simply the ability to wait, it's how we behave while we're waiting. This meditation from the 27th chapter of the Psalms will help you stop minding the time and instead cast your cares on Him who created time. So to begin your meditation, find a place to be alone, quiet, and still. We will be together for about 15 minutes. And as you begin, listen and join into this responsive prayer from Psalm chapter 37 and respond, Lord God, teach me to be patient. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for Him. Lord God, teach me patience. Fret not yourself over the one who prospers in his way, over the man who carries out evil devices. Lord God, teach me patience. Refrain from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not yourself, it tends only to evil. So Lord God, teach me patience. For the evildoers shall be cut off, but those who wait for the Lord shall inherit the land. So Lord God, teach me to patiently wait. Spend a few moments now in silent prayer. Just replacing thoughts of restlessness with thoughts of patience. Replacing earthly waiting with eternal composure. Replacing thoughts of you with thoughts of God. And now start to become even more intentionally aware of God, alert to His Spirit and mindful of Christ through your breathing. If they weren't before, begin to close your eyes as you breathe. Deep, slow breaths from your stomach. Just patient breathing. Let you and I start by taking 3 deep, slow breaths together. As you inhale and exhale, you may think of patience. Is your breathing rhythmic or erratic? Calm or impatient? Gasping or peaceful breathing? Let patience be your word of reflection as you become more aware of God in your breathing. Continue now as you allow your mind to begin to think silently, Lord God, teach me patience. Continue to be aware of God in this moment, just taking note of Him everywhere around you. How are you aware of him right now? As you did with your breathing, does your life seem rhythmic or erratic? Calm or impatient? Your mind may wander impatiently as you consider it. I give you that permission. But return then back to thoughts of patience and peaceful waiting on God. Now stay still as you listen to this passage, the first of three readings, each one expanding into wider and wider passages from different translations. Listen for how the words impact you. Words from Psalm chapter 27, verse 14, from the New International Version. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart, and wait for the Lord. What did you hear? How did the Holy Spirit shape your thoughts around this passage? Well, rest here patiently in the presence of God. He is in no rush, nor should you be. Listen once again to a wider reading from the New King James Version. I would have lost heart unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. What did you notice or become more aware of? Well, remain in meditation as you let those words continue to bring you peace as you wait. Just let your mind drift through the imagery of His timing. listen to your third sacred reading from an even wider context from the English Standard Version. Teach me your way, O Lord, and lead me on a level path because of my enemies. Give me not up to the will of my adversaries, for false witnesses have risen against me, and they breathe out violence. I believe that I shall look upon the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. So wait for the Lord. Be strong and let your heart take courage. Wait for the Lord. Psalm chapter 27, verse 13 in the Living Bible encourages you to expect the Lord to rescue again, so that once again you will see His goodness to you here in the land of the living. So that you will see. So resting in imaginative contemplation for a moment, I want you to open your eyes into a soft gaze and look around you. What do you see of His goodness? What do you hear, see, taste, smell, and experience that reminds you of His present goodness? It's always been there. His goodness was, is, and will be there yet again. They're patiently waiting on you to see it. So take time now to patiently see God around you. And remember, He is in no rush, nor should you be. Take a moment now to return once again to your breathing, whispered breaths of patient waiting. Let that be your meditation, whether at the beginning or the end of your day. Lord God, teach me to wait and be patient. Let that be the word the Holy Spirit uses to guide you, patience. Now let me pray that you remember to not lose heart, but be patient as you encounter the goodness of the Lord always around you. Just wait on Him. Be courageous. Wait on Him and He will strengthen your heart. Now may the Lord smile on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord show you His favor and give you His peace through Christ. Amen. So in the days ahead, you may experience some anxiety in waiting. But be thankful to God for that awareness. And in that moment, breathe and be mindful of His presence around you. There is no waiting because God is already present, and His presence is enough. And consider too how you can be an example of patience to those around you. How might God work through you to be an example of His presence to others? What a great calling for our world today. So when you're ready, whether at the sunrise or sunset of your day, expect to wait. And in so waiting, expect to encounter God.